Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
I know that it needs string.
That I do know.
Right.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR, Memphis Radio. I am your host, Patrick Sansone, here with another hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s that features orchestral elements in the arrangements. This week is part two of a two-week celebration of the arrangement work and session musician work of the great John Paul Jones, most known as being the bass player for the band Led Zeppelin. But in addition to that, in the 1960s, he had a very active career as a session musician and arranger, and continued to do that work throughout his time in Led Zeppelin and beyond. In the 1980s, 1990s, and 2000s, he arranged tracks for artists like REM, doing their arrangements on the Automatic for the People record. He worked with Heart. He produced a record with Diamanda Galas. He has played mandolin with members of Nickel Creek. He joined the rock band Them Crooked Vultures, which features Dave Grohl on drums. And he has done soundtrack work. Just an extremely versatile and prolific musician outside of his work with Led Zeppelin. So this is our second week of celebrating the arrangement work and session work that he did in the 1960s and 1970s. So let's get started with a track from Donovan and the 1967 album Mellow Yellow. This is the title track here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. To fly, a wind of a lost nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
They call
call it mellow yellow.
Quite rightly,
they call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly,
they call me mellow yellow.
Spring will come anew. Listen how the night is falling. Palaces and halls, he can take you there. Don't be scared, he'll be heard to say. Only then you'll know just what it's like to hear the sound of the Candyman's trumpet. The Candyman painting in the sky. Colors fly and pain's forgotten. Never wondering why, accepting all you see. Seize the chance and let the dance begin. Only then you know what it's like to hear the sound. The Candyman's trumpet, of the Candyman singing loud and clear, that love is here to stay. Nothing else is true. It's up to you. So everyone may see. Time will stand still, Candyman will play. Only then you'll know what it's like to hear the sound of the Candyman's trumpet. Of the Candyman's trumpet. Of the Candyman's trumpet.
That's Cliff Richard with The Sound of the Candyman's Trumpet, released in 1968 on his album Congratulations. We started the set with Donovan from 1967 and the title track from his album Mellow Yellow, which features John Paul Jones on bass, as well as providing the horn arrangement for that track. After that, it was PJ Proby with The Day That Lorraine Came Down from his album 3 Week Hero, which was released in 1969. PJ Proby was an American singer who had relocated to the UK in the early 60s and recorded a string of singles that charted there. He had more success in the UK than he did in the US. One thing about this album from 1969 that is notable is that it was the first time that all four members of Led Zeppelin recorded together in the studio, as they were the backing band for some of the tracks on this album, and John Paul Jones providing the string arrangement on this track as well as playing the bass. After PJ Proby, it was Julie Felix with The Lean Years from her album Clotho's Web from 1972. Julie Felix was given the moniker the First Lady of British Folk, even though in reality she was American and had moved to the UK in her early 20s around 1964, coming to England during the folk boom. And in the next couple of years, by the mid-60s, she had established herself as one of the most popular folk singers in the country at the time, and she actually had her own television show, which had an incredibly impressive list of guests during its run, and was actually the first color television program on the BBC. But during its run, she had guests like Dusty Springfield, Manfred Mann. Leonard Cohen's television debut in the UK was on her show. Donovan, the incredible string band, Jimmy Page in an acoustic guitar performance. And it was through this period that she connected with some of the great musicians on the London scene, including Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones, and producer Mickey Most, who produced this album in 1972, as well as producing Donovan's Mellow Yellow that we heard at the beginning of the set. John Paul Jones providing the string arrangements, as well as some of the bass playing. Danny Thompson from Fairport Convention playing bass on the record as well. And drums by the great British rock drummer Cozy Powell, who later went on to play with Jeff Beck Group and many other great bands. And that was followed by Cliff Richard and the sound of the Candyman's trumpet. Let's continue with our celebration of the arrangement work of Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones with a great slice of Northern Soul from the mid-60s. This is a group called the Stocking Tops and the track Don't Ever Wanna Be Kicked By You here on the Broke Down Palace.
Baby, I've been kicked by many people in this world. And I'm telling you, baby, I've been loved by too few people in this world. strings to bind your hands. Not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Just call me angel.
That is Lulu with To Sir With Love, the theme song to the 1967 film To Sir With Love, starring Sidney Poitier, and Lulu co-starring in the film as well. A very popular film from that era. And the soundtrack, this theme song produced by producer Mickey Most, who has shown up a lot in these John Paul Jones tracks. And Mickey Most, once again, bringing on John Paul Jones to provide the string arrangement for the track. We started the set with the Stocking Tops with I Don't Ever Wanna Be Kicked By You, a great Northern Soul track from 1966. The Stocking Tops were the sisters who called themselves Sue and Sunny, born Yvonne and Heather Wheatman. They were from India, but moved to London in their late teens and quickly became some of the most in-demand backing vocalists for the London rock and pop scene. One of the most famous tracks that they sang on was along with Madeline Bell, who we heard on last week's program. Madeline Bell and the Stocking Tops sisters, Sue and Sunny, sang the background vocals on Joe Cocker's With a Little Help from My Friends. They also sang with Mott the Hoople, David Bowie, Dusty Springfield, T-Rex, Elton John, and on and on and on. But this was their own group, the Stocking Tops, with this great track, I Don't Ever Want to Be Kicked By You. After that, it was another one of the great British background singers, P.P. Arnold, who made her own records as well in the 1960s and 1970s. Like Madeline Bell, she was an American singer who moved to the UK and found success there, singing on sessions by Nick Drake, Dr. John, Graham Nash, Eric Burdon, Niels Lofgren. And she also made some great records, including this album, Kafunta, from 1969, produced by Andrew Oldham, with great string arrangements by John Paul Jones. That was followed up by Affinity and a track called Three Sisters from 1970, the one and only album recorded by this progressive jazz rock band, and this track featuring a horn arrangement by Mr. John Paul Jones. And that was followed by Lulu with To Sir With Love. We are going to take a short break here, but we will be back with more Baroque Down Palace right after this. Welcome back to the show. Let's get into our third set of music with another track by Lulu with arrangement by John Paul Jones. This is her version of the song Morning Dew here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Okay. seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace that had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turned not into gay. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely, a terraced house in a mean street back of town. Becomes a shrine when I think of you only, just two up, two down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turned not into gay. As music played, the faster did we dance. We felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace that had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely, a terraced house in a mean street back of town. Becomes a shrine when I think of you only, just two up, two down, just two up, two down.
Tomorrow comes tomorrow, and today is yesterday, and this hour is just a place in history. When good night becomes good morning, there'll be such a lot to say. So when tomorrow comes tomorrow, wrong to say I love you till I die. There's a feeling in the air you can't deny. Only hours ago I didn't know your name, yet you're still prepared to kiss me in the rain. So when tomorrow comes tomorrow, and today is yesterday, and this hour is just a place in history. When good night becomes good morning, there'll be such a lot to say. So when tomorrow comes tomorrow, to me, if I give the wrong impression, please be kind. I don't know what's going on inside my mind. I am upside down and into something new. So whatever happens now, it's up to you.
Comes this morning, there'll be such a this hour is just a place in history.
Oh, when good night becomes good morning, there'll be such a lot to say. So when tomorrow comes tomorrow, come to me. Yes, when tomorrow comes tomorrow, come to me.
That's a band called The Family Dog with a song called When Tomorrow Comes Tomorrow from their 1969 album, A Way of Life. This was their debut album. And this band featured the singer-songwriter Albert Hammond, who went on to write a lot of big songs for other artists in the 1970s and 1980s, and had his own big hit in the 70s with the song It Never Rains in Southern California. He's also the father of Albert Hammond Jr., who is a member of the band The Strokes. But this album, The Family Dog, from 1969, notable for several reasons, one being that the backing musicians on a lot of the tracks on this album are Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham. Not really what you'd expect with an album with this kind of big harmony pop sound, but nevertheless, they did play on the record along with a lot of other of the great British session musicians of the day. We started the set with Lulu and her version of the classic Morning Dew, a song recorded by lots of artists, including the Grateful Dead, Fred Neil, and many others. That was followed by Herman's Hermits with a song we heard a snippet of last week. This was the full track, a song called Daisy Chain, featuring John Paul Jones on bass. That was followed by Graham Gouldman with his version of No Milk Today, a song that he wrote that was a big hit for Herman's Hermits, but this is from his debut solo album from 1968 called The Graham Gouldman Thing. And that was followed by The Family Dog and When Tomorrow Comes Tomorrow. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me as we have celebrated the arrangement and musicianship of the great John Paul Jones of the band Led Zeppelin. This was a great two-parter, lots of ground to cover with all of the varied work that he has done. We are going to go out with a Led Zeppelin track. This is an alternate version of the song Rain Song, which was from the album Houses of the Holy from 1973. And this mix emphasizes the mellotron playing, which is a keyboard instrument that plays pre-recorded tapes of actual orchestral instruments. There are no real orchestral instruments on this particular track, so we're breaking our rules a little bit. But in this mellotron playing by John Paul Jones, you can really hear his sophisticated arrangement chops and some beautiful piano playing as well. So let's go out with Rain Song. This is Led Zeppelin here on the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you.
the summer of my smile.
The Baroque Down Palace comes to you from WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. Donate to your local station today. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.